Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you can follow us on social media as well. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFSR on the gram. And look, real credit card questions that we all have on occasion require real people. Someone that understands your issues and works with you to resolve them. That's why Discover Card offers helpful U.S.-based people that are here in the country, available 24/7. All right, Discover, exceptionally common sense. We have a special celebrity corner coming up. It is a big-time actor, friend of the show, has been on with us before. Has a new movie coming out. He's going to tell us all about it. So that is at the bottom of the hour. You don't want to miss that for your non-sports takes. But in the meantime, we're going to go to the NBA. No more baseball talk this hour. We will try to, get our mind on more pleasant things. And there's nothing really more pleasant right now, Rob, than Ja Morant in the NBA. Did you see some of what he did last night? It was just a bevy of highlights. I mean, first of all, the dunk over 7 foot Jakob Poeltl. Here's some of the play-by-play of his highlights.
Grabbed by Adams, baseball to Morant.
Good night! End it all right there! Jakob Poeltl has been posterized by Ja Morant. I thought I'd seen it all, and now I've seen more. A 7-footer just got ended at the rim.
And then, Rob, did you see his play at the end of the first half?
Yes, to close out the half.
Oh,
yes,
my gosh. Steven Adams throws a full court pass from out of bounds. Ja catches it 94 feet away in midair, turns in all in one motion without hitting the ground, and sinks, I don't know what it was, a 17-footer from behind
it was the pretty. Basket. It was pretty impressive. It really was. And it took you have to have such athletic ability, Chris, to make
right.
that happen.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's skill in making shots, but my God, like, that was one. And it reminded me, like, all the highlights he had last night was like watching that Westbrook highlights of all those misses this year. Like, remember we watched
the turnovers,
that?
Right.
Yeah, and all that. But right. Ja Morant, he made his own. Chris, and it was pretty amazing. And he's been a great young player for them last year. You remember in the playoffs, he was good, right? Beat Steph and them, got his team to the playoffs.
Yep.
So he's had a nice start to a career. And it's funny because we talked about it earlier this year. When he was out, the Grizzlies kept winning, even without him. You remember he was a little salty. Because when he came back, I think they lost, Chris, two in a row. And they
he
were
lost
like
two in a row.
Yeah, and they were like, well, we had 110 in a row before you got back. What, like, what's going on? And but they love him down there, and he's a great young player.
Exciting.
I think, Rob, and we're going to get to his MVP, you know, him in the MVP race. I think he is the most exciting. And this is not prisoner of the moment. Rob G can attest. I've said this to him a few weeks ago. I think he's the most exciting player to enter the league since Vince Carter and Kobe Bryant. And Kobe obviously entered in 96. I believe Vince entered in 98. So I guess I would say the most exciting player to enter the league since Vince Carter, since Kobe was before him. Iverson, for all those that want to say AI, was before him.
What about
Derrick
Rose?
With Kobe. Yeah, I think Ja's more I think he's more exciting.
Really?
And that's not to say Derek wasn't exciting. Derek was phenomenal.
Derek won an MVP and
right,
put on an
right.
unbelievable
And I'm
year.
Not saying best. I mean, clearly okay. LeBron James is the best player to enter the league since Kobe Bryant and Vince Carter. But I'm just saying most exciting. Now, there are arguments for other players. Some
right.
might say D-Rose.
That's right.
Some might say... And I think there's an argument for this. Steph Curry. Now, it's not high-flying dunks and stuff, but just the distance he shot the ball with. He does have a tremendous handle, one of the best we've seen. He can finish at the rim, and he's, you know, phenomenal shooting the ball. And then somebody might say Kyrie Irving, just for sheer handle and things like that. But I would say, and I am skewing it, I'm looking at high-flying acrobatic plays, whether they're layups or dunks over people for a guy that's 6'2". And so that's what I'm looking at is exciting. That's how I'm defining it. That's subjective. But I do think, Rob, I think he's the most exciting player we've seen since Vince Carter entered the league in, I believe, 1998. Let me check that out.
Yeah, I just think it's such a subjective thing, and you just brought it up when you name people. There are other people who have different flavor, who love to see other things from people, but he's definitely one of the most exciting to come around. And
Vince was 98.
Was it 98 for Vince?
Yep.
Yeah. So definitely he's in that conversation. Everybody has their different flavor and what they
do. You have one?
Like,
Would you say Rose?
Derrick Rose was a pretty amazing, and he did finish the job by winning an MVP, Chris. You know what I mean? Like, it was that kind of year.
Yeah, but I'm not even talking
no,
about,
no, no, no.
Like,
I know.
Winning.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, that's how well he played. He made a big difference and a mark in the league. It was a shame that he got injured, and you know what I mean? Right. We never got to see D. Rose be that guy. I'm gonna pick Derrick Rose, and not that Ja Morant. I just think he's fresh in our minds. He's something we're seeing today. We saw yesterday. It's easy just to say, boom, it's him, because we don't have a playback, Chris, of all the other players and what they were doing at that time. We might have been a little gung ho about them. You know what I mean? Or a little more. It's always easier to pick the guy you last saw. So I'm going to say Derrick Rose.
Yeah, Rose. I feel strongly about Ja over Rose as far as excitement. Now, Rose was exciting. He was far more herky-jerky than Ja. Dunked on people, not, I don't think, as much as Ja. I don't think he had the hops, that, as good of hops as Derrick Rose had. I don't think he had them like Ja. And didn't dunk on guys as much as Ja. And some of that's because he's a two-footed jumper. And Dominique was also a two-footed jumper. So some of the best dunkers ever have been two-footed. Sean Kemp. But I think when you're a smaller guy, you kind of got to gather yourself. You're not just soaring off 1 foot over guys like we see Ja do. But Rose was terribly exciting. There's no doubt about that. And you're right, Rob. It's just unfortunate. It's nice that he still has been able to play in the league and do well. Not this year,
right. But last year with the Knicks, he really had a big comeback and was an important player for them, Chris, off the bench.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's he's with his man, Thibodeau. But let's get to Ja in the MVP race. And I'm a voter. Right now, I would have Joel Embiid. And here's one of the big arguments against Ja. As great as he's been, he's in the running. I think Ja Morant, I think DeMar DeRozan. I talked about this last week, Rob. People got to start looking at DeMar DeRozan. I know he's not a name you typically associate with the MVP, but they're the second seed right now. If they finish as the second seed, he continues to play well. And, you know, Philadelphia falls off or Embiid misses some games. Milwaukee, you know, doesn't climb in the rankings. Golden State, you know, Steph doesn't go on a tear. Like, I think his chances are really good. But here's the thing about Ja, and you mentioned it earlier, Rob. Their record with him is 32-18. Okay.
And I'm going to guess. Let me guess. They're 10-4.
11-2.
Okay.
Right. And here's the other thing, Rob. They started the season with a healthy Ja, 9-10. Ja got hurt and they went 10-2.
Right, because you remember they had 110 and like it was like
right,
10
and right. That's when the fan was like, when Ja first came back, and the fan was like, "Oh, stay away," and you know, Ja right. commented on it in the press conference. Obviously, that fan was wrong, but that's where it all stemmed from, and they've been able to win with Ja since then. But that to me, that's a big thing. 32-18. So the record is worse. It's a smaller sample size, obviously, without him, but their record with him is worse than their record without him. And I'm going to say this,
which is very,
Rob,
very weird. I mean, very weird. And, Chris, I think you would only – go ahead. Don't lose your train of thought. But I think you only hold it against him if there was some – if it's a close race. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you can make the case that, say, with Embiid and without Embiid, the Sixers without Embiid were 1-9. Do you see what I'm
right.
saying? Like,
right.
that would work in his favor.
Yeah, if it's
compared
right.
to
if
Ja,
it's close,
if it's close,
it's the tipping
if it's
point.
Close.
There, yep. And I remember when Steve Nash won his first MVP. Steve Nash, again, a guy nobody thought of as a freaking MVP candidate. Dallas didn't even go all that hard to re-sign him as a free agent. The view was that he was on the decline. His last year in Dallas wasn't all that great. And then he goes to Phoenix with Mike D'Antoni.
With the right system and players, and he won back-to-back.
Well, and the thing that really made me begin looking at him as, man, and I voted for him, this guy's MVP was, you remember, he went to Phoenix. They played tremendously. Record was off the chain.
Won like 60
His numbers
games.
Were great, but beyond that, it was Amari's numbers were fantastic. I think Joe Johnson was there. Sean Marion's numbers were like, you didn't necessarily know how much of it was Nash. Obviously, a big part of it, but was it more Amari and Marion or what? And then Nash got hurt. If I remember correctly, he sat out like 5 games and they went in the tank.
Right.
Like, not only did they lose, but they went from scoring like 107 points, which at that time was a lot, to like 85 or something. Like, it just, wow. Everything shifted. And that's what made me say, this dude is the reason they've, you know, gone into the stratosphere. So with Ja, it's the opposite. And so I'm not saying he can't win the MVP or he's, you know, disqualified because of that. But Rob, as you said, if it's close, and it is close.
That's
and
the
Joel
problem.
Embiid,
right.
Yeah. Now, look, maybe Embiid's numbers, I mean, the first two games were terrific, but maybe do his numbers really decline when Harden's there? I mean, we'll see. But I think he's the front runner.
Yeah, and we'll have to see them against some other competition, see what happens then. You know, even Kerry Kittle said in the postseason, they're going to change that around. They
right.
Right, they won't. I know that doesn't count for the MVP, right. But I'm saying as we go forward or get closer to it. So we'll see. But I think Ja only gets hurt if it's a close race.
In turn, because of their record. So right. You would go with Embiid right now?
Yeah, Embiid, I think, is because they didn't have Ben Simmons all year, Chris, and they still stayed right. In the mix.
And that's not and only like this, on the court, but off the court, you got to deal with that mess, yeah. Right? All right, it's the Odd Couple, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Does Ja Morant have a legitimate chance to win the NBA MVP award? Where do you rank him right now? Your turn to weigh in. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties, or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, brought to you by AutoZone. They've got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service with over 5,600 locations nationally. AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. What are Ja Morant's chances of winning the MVP? Your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off with Sam in Phoenix. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sam?
Hi, guys. I love the show.
Thank you.
You guys are talking about Ja and Embiid, and I think they're definitely in the mix, both of them for the MVP. But you're not even talking about Nikola Jokic, who should be, in my opinion, the MVP.
Here's my issue with Jokic, because he's playing great. There's no doubt. The dude is awesome. But they're the sixth seed. And I get it that he's got injuries. But the only time in the last 40 years that a player has won it without being one of the top four seeds in his conference was Westbrook, when he averaged a triple-double, which now might not seem like a huge thing, but at that point, nobody had ever done it except Oscar Robertson. So I think that's why Jokic, in my mind, that's why I don't have him like right where Embiid is or even Ja at this point.
Go ahead.
I hear that, and I understand that. But, you know, you talk about, Embiid's doing it all without Simmons, and now he has Harden. Their spot's only going to go up. And Jokic is doing it without Michael Porter Jr. or Jamal right. Murray, and he does more for his team than I think Jokic does or that Ja does for their teams, respectively.
Here's the thing, though, and you got to admit this. Embiid is a great defender. And for all Jokic does offensively and rebounding, he's not a very good defender. And that's the issue with Jokic. But I proudly voted for him last year. He obviously won it. But right now, I don't think he's going to win it this year.
But Sam made a good case. We appreciate it, Sam in Phoenix. What about Smitty in Virginia Beach? You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Smitty?
What's good, my guys? Here, it's a privilege to be on here again, man. And
good to have you, my man.
That's right. We appreciate you.
Awesome. So the previous caller, awesome point. And I think that the writers, you know, no disrespect, but you want a new story, right? And we don't want to have recency bias with Ja's performance last night. Absolutely amazing. But one thing we have to remember about Ja, now I have to preload, I'm really big into fantasy basketball. So into usage percentage, right? And without Dylan Brooks, people think Dylan Brooks, but Dylan Brooks chucks. He chucks about 20 shots a game. And since Dylan Brooks has been out, that's when Ja's progression has really hit another level, right? His usage percentage has gone from 25 to 35%. So he just – and once Dylan Brooks comes back, I think we might see a little bit more –
A month or so ago, he's averaging 24 points. Now it's all the way up to like 27. So I hear you.
Exactly.
I think
that Ja getting him to the third seed, right? And we can't think about how big of a presence Steven.
The record.
It is huge, but we can't think of Steven Adams, too. You're like, oh, well, he's just a role player, but that's a big piece there to take off of Jaren Jackson, Brandon Clark, and the other bigs there. He's just a solid there that just has Ja's back and everything like that. But at the end of the day, I think it will be Embiid with the process and that whole story. Right. It just makes sense.
He just has to keep playing.
Right.
You know, Embiid, he can't miss too many games. He's already missed a good amount.
And especially, too, with just the distraction of Ben Simmons not having him. This season could have gone the other way, Chris. There's no automatic that they were going to keep winning and stick in there even before Harden got there. So it wasn't like they were down and out, and then Harden showed up, and then they turned it on. They've been playing well.
Nah, no doubt. All right, our next guest, Celebrity Corner. We're going to get into this with him. He's a huge NBA fan, basketball fan.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, my God.
Time now for the Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
All right, this guy has been in some of my favorite movies. The Temptations, The Five Heartbeats, Above the Rim, Waiting to Exhale, Little Richard, Cool Runnings. We could go on and on.
The Wiz?
Has a new movie coming out. A new movie coming out tomorrow. Hits theaters. Check it out. It's also got Bruce Willis, Kevin Dillon, and Frank Grillo. That's an awesome lineup. It's called A Day to Die. And we welcome in our man, Leon. What's up, brother?
Yo,
how are you, man?
Leon, what up?
What's going on? I'm going on. I'm here. I'm alive. I'm well.
You're saying that because he's a New Yorker. He's a Knicks fan, so you know we got to ask him about his week.
Well,
Knicks.
Wait a minute. Well, last year he was riding high, if I remember correctly, and things have turned quickly in the Big Apple.
Quickly.
Right, Leon?
And I want to get into basketball, but I do want to ask you quickly about your movie. Tell us about the movie. We're going to get into basketball, but tell us about the movie. Like you said, it hits theaters tomorrow. It looks like it's going to be really good.
His bid is Friday, the 4th.
Friday. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Right. The New York screening is tomorrow night. Yeah.
Yeah. Usually the big movies start on a Friday night, date night. But go ahead. Bruce Willis.
Yeah, tell us about this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's an urban action drama directed by a young, up-and-coming black African American, obviously, action director, which there are very few of. So, you know,
right.
I wanted this, the reason why I did this movie, I wanted to drive with this director named Wes Miller. And I think he's going to be doing great things. And, the movie is about a parole officer who accidentally kills a drug syndicate leader's man. And drug syndicate leader decides that he owes him reparations. $2 million, and he gives him about 12 hours to get it to him.
Help me with this in an action film. I know Bruce Willis has been around for a while, but how does he maneuver the wheelchair around in this picture?
Bruce is in great shape.
He's just been in so many movies for a long time.
Without a doubt. Yeah. That's a lot of checks.
Oh no, he's been in everything.
Let's get to the hoop, and I want to ask you about stuff around the league, but I can't let you go without saying something about your Knicks, man. When are the Knicks ever gonna get it together? Really?
Look, in order for them to get it together, they must stick to a plan, you know. And the fact of the matter is, they went off that plan this year. They had a good team last year, but that team was predicated on defense, okay? Then they wound up giving Coach Thibodeau not the kind of team that he can have and play that kind of style that he likes.
True.
It was a strong defensive team. So for me, they basically, if they had a system, if they were moving the right direction, they went the wrong way. They took a wrong turn. You got to build on what you have. You have a strong defensive team. Don't bring anyone in there that can't add to that strong defense.
But wait a minute, Leon. You got to admit, too, that Julius Randle is not the same player. Last year, he surprised everybody, had a tremendous season. This year, he's not even close. Teams are not going to let him beat them. So he's changed, hasn't he?
No, without a doubt. And what happened is, the Atlanta Hawks exposed them.
Right.
And so everyone saw that, and they just followed the blueprint. So, you know, unless he figures out a way to do something different, you know, like work on the right hand, right. And just make the right decisions. I mean, you know, really what comes down to why the Knicks lose is down the stretch they make the wrong decisions.
And look, Randle is what he is, too. I mean,
last year, Chris, he was great.
But that was an aberration. He's not like one of the top 15, 20 players in the league.
No way.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so.
Last year he was.
I had him. Yeah. I voted him on my second team. I think I had him second.
He deserved it.
I had second or third. But let me ask you, are you one of those New Yorkers that's holding out hope about getting Zion? Obviously, there's issues with him in New Orleans.
Can I ask you a question?
Why in
the hell would I want Zion?
Well, it seems like all of New York is just holding its breath, hoping that they can get Zion. I hear you. Because we don't know when dude going to play.
Okay, so check this out, all right? When he was drafted, and then it was the Zion sweepstakes, right? I kept telling everyone now pat me on the back. I said, listen, I wouldn't take Zion. I'd take Ja Morant. He's NBA right now. Zion has the kind of game in which I don't know he's going to be healthy a lot.
But when he plays, he's put up tremendous numbers.
They didn't win.
Okay.
numbers don't matter if they don't equate to wins.
Leon, I want your opinion on this. I think Ja is the most – and this isn't based on last night. I mean, obviously he was great last night, but I've been saying this for now weeks, if not months. He's the most exciting player to enter the league since Vince Carter in 1998.
Okay, so now this is what I have to say. I wouldn't say that he's the most exciting player to enter the league, because when you say that, that usually implies the person, when he entered the league, he was exciting right off the bat. He just, like, you know, right off the bat.
Okay.
I mean, I would say a couple players in the last 2 years that were a little bit more exciting in their rookie year than he was, although he was rookie of the year. He has become box office.
That's okay? Fair. Has become the most exciting.
He was good.
Saying that.
He was right. Good off the bat. That's why he won rookie of the year. He was good off the bat, but he's become exciting.
Leon, let me ask you about the Lakers, and a lot of people didn't think it was going to work. Chris and I were skeptical of Westbrook fitting, and then, you know, the older team, they have the oldest team in the league, and they've struggled to defend. Anthony Davis can't stay healthy. It's worse than we could have even imagined. But the other night, they got drilled by the Pelicans, and, you know, you're a big-time actor. You sitting in the good seats down close. Did you see the players go after fans, you know, verbally and tell them that they don't know basketball and whatnot? Did you see all that? And what do you make of that when players are mad at fans because they got booed and turn on the crowd?
Let me tell you something. You know, losing brings on all types of behavior, usually bad. You know, I mean, you're frustrated. And when you're frustrated and you have someone saying something to you, look, when you're winning, when LeBron is winning, you can't say nothing to LeBron. You can't say a damn thing that would affect him in any way, shape, or form. Am I correct?
Yeah, but fans have a right to boo, though. They pay their good money, right? If you're dissatisfied,
yep. Listen, they definitely can boo. They definitely can do it, and you have to take it. You know, you just got to go out there and take it if you're not giving them that product. Look, the Lakers situation is this. I personally, when you say it wasn't going to work, well, I could see maybe it not working, but me not working with the Lakers means they won't win a championship. None of us had any idea they would maybe make the playoffs.
Right, right.
No, I agree with that. I don't think we didn't say they wouldn't make the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah, as bad as it has been, I agree with you that we couldn't see this, but we didn't see them gelling and coming out of the West and winning a championship. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the good things about being in New York, I don't think enough New Yorkers take advantage of it, but I tell Knicks fans, look, you got the Nets right there. You don't even have to leave the city, and you could become a Nets fan. I mean,
Chris,
they came into your backyard.
You're being naive.
Fans don't
change their allegiances.
New Yorkers don't do it.
Yeah, they don't change their allegiances.
But their team that came to New York, they got all awesome players. So let me just ask you this.
Rob, you know, that's Middle America talking, right? You
know, I know.
Hey,
Chris, you're not keeping it real. Yes, it ain't going to happen. Even if you were a Yankee fan in New York, when Strawberry and Gooden and all those guys were winning, and nobody flipped over Chris and went, oh, the Mets are hot. Look at Daryl Strawberry. If you were a Yankee fan, right, Leon? You were a Yankee fan. You didn't care.
The Nets have to get fans from somewhere.
But listen, The Nets. You talking about the same Nets that have just lost 12 out of 14 games? That Nets?
Oh, so now you down on the Nets? It's injuries.
Listen,
What
I'm saying is this. You talk about an awesome team with great players and everything else. Okay. Well, if they were that, maybe they would lure me over. But they're not.
So hold up. All right. So give me your what you foresee. It looks like Kyrie's going to be able to play home games in a few weeks, we think. Kevin Durant is supposed to get back.
Did you see today's announcement?
Well, that he's not doing it just for Kyrie, and they're not doing it soon, right?
Right, he's not going to do it because it sends a bad message to people.
Right, well, just for Kyrie, but it does still seem like they may do it in a few weeks once they get all the science, right? That's what he's waiting for.
Let's assume
they get Kyrie back and Durant. What do you see? Do you think they're going to be dangerous, have a chance to get to the finals?
I think they definitely have a chance with those two guys healthy. But, you know, the problem you have to have is in order for them to win in the playoffs, the team has to gel. Those guys haven't even played together.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a team.
I don't know what's going on with Ben.
Yeah, no all-star team is going to beat a team that gels. So what I'm saying is that they got to play games together. They got to get on the floor together.
Right. No doubt. All right, that's our man, Leon. I wish we had more time, man, because I know how much you love basketball.
We'll do it again. And good luck with the movie, Leon.
Yeah, I can't wait to go see it. I'm going to take my wife.
Thank you very much. Yeah, A Day to Die in theaters and VOD this Friday on the 4th. And more importantly, when are you guys going to have people in the studio again? When are we going to like get together?
We're not even in the studio.
I know. We haven't been in the studio for 2 years. Crazy.
Right.
And can I ask you something? How do you feel about that?
I got to admit, I ain't mad about it.
Yeah, it's not the same. When Chris and I did the Super Bowl together.
It's definitely better, yeah.
Yeah, when you're in the same room. You know that doing radio.
You can play off each other.
Yeah,
you know.
It's a little easier.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, God, can you at least step it up to some to Zoom or something like that?
Well, we do YouTube. We're on YouTube.
We're on YouTube, so we see each other. We do that.
I see what it is. I'm not camera ready. I'm not big enough to be on YouTube channel.
We're not there yet. Right.
We didn't want you making us look bad, man, by putting you on here with us.
I'm only here for voiceovers and stuff. That's right.
Hey, that's a lucrative business. Go do some cartoons and movies. You know what I'm saying?
Who you telling?
I know.
That's our man, Leon. Check him out. A Day to Die in theaters Friday. Thanks, brother. We appreciate you.
Hey, my pleasure, man. Take care.
All right, man. Yep. More iCouple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio. Keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a monopoly tycoon, and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
All right, we are the iCouple. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we're brought to you by one of our favorite cities. It's called Las Vegas. Probably heard of it, the greatest arena on earth. Every game, match, race, and competition, it is always on. No one does sports like Vegas, and the excitement, folks, is endless. So make sure to plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. Speaking of Las Vegas, this April 28th through the 30th, Vegas will be hosting the 2022 Draft, an event that will be unlike any other with unparalleled energy and excitement that only the greatest arena on earth can deliver. The best part, now through March 13th, we're giving away a trip for two to be a part of the energy and the excitement. That's right. You and the lucky person of your choosing can win a trip to Las Vegas during Draft weekend, April 28th. Through the 30th, the prize package includes round-trip airfare to Vegas, a hotel stay on the Strip, access to Fox Sports Radio Draft broadcast, and more. My goodness, to enter and get rules, visit foxsportsradio.com. That's foxsportsradio.com to win a trip to Vegas during draft weekend. Rob, I'd love to enter that myself. My goodness, that looks awesome.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time. Anytime you get to Vegas anyway, it's fun.
Yep. Now, let's go to the NFL for a moment, and we talked about a little bit with Ephraim Salaam. As much as I didn't like the notion of, you know, Rodgers getting $50 million, and look, depending if he signs a four-year deal, depending on what it is those last 2 years, maybe it averages 50, but I don't think he should be getting next season $5 million more than Patrick Mahomes, who was the highest paid player in the league this year. But I do think he, you know, the way it works, he's obviously one of the top quarterbacks in the league still. And the way it works is whether you're the best or not. And again, he's got an argument that he's the best. You become the highest paid. So I don't have a problem with him being the highest paid. And Rob, if I were the Packers, I would do it. I would lock him up for 3-4 years. We're going for it, and, you know, you're still in the hunt with him. You got a very good coach. You got to try to bring back everybody else. Obviously, I'm bringing back Devontae Adams if I'm bringing back Rodgers. But, yeah, I would do it, Rob. Would you just say, you know what, go in another direction, save the money?
Nah, I mean, that just doesn't make any sense. You don't have a guy. If you had Aaron Rodgers sitting there like when Brett Favre, when the time came, you could pull the trigger, Chris, but they don't believe in Jordan Love. You know that. They drafted him in the first round. If they really believed in him, they could have done it on draft night, got a haul for Aaron Rodgers when he was disgruntled and didn't want to be there. They could have made something happen. You remember Stink said it was a done deal. He was going to Denver. You remember that 2 years ago? Right. But that's what I'm saying. Like, they don't have a contingency plan, and he gives them the best chance to win. They don't need to win 8 Super Bowls. They need to win one more. If they could win a Super Bowl in the next 2 or 3 years, Chris, it's worth it. That's what you want.
Right.
So, yes. And it had nothing. 5 years ago, Matthew Stafford was the highest paid player in the NFL. It's timing. It has nothing
Garoppolo
to do with talent.
Been the highest paid.
Exactly. Yep. It's just timing. It has nothing to do with anything else. And when your contract's up, normally the money goes up. It doesn't go down. We talked about Dak Prescott with his signing bonus, Chris. He made $75 million last year.
Right.
$75 million.
Unbelievable.
Really?
Right, right.
That's what
right.
he got in 1 year from the Cowboys.
That wasn't his salary, but that
no,
was
no, but with the signing bonus, that's how much money he got.
Right, right, right.
When he gets his W-2, Chris, when he got his W-2 for last year,
right.
it was $75 million was his earning.
No doubt. No doubt. So,
But I will say this. To cement the deal, I would get rid of Jordan Love. I'd make a trade, move on from him. Doesn't make sense to hold on to a guy who was drafted in the first round if you don't have plans for him. And I think after how many years he's been in the league? You know, by year five, you got to either pay him or franchise tag him. So you need to trade him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like it's urgent because I like, it would I just don't be, think it's, Aaron Rodgers is sitting there like still, you know, like y'all got to get rid of Jordan Love. You know what I mean? And maybe one, I mean, you're right. If they lock Rodgers up for the next 4 years.
It doesn't make sense. I'm just saying, you could use
play.
Right, you could
but
use Love for something.
But I wouldn't be in a rush. I mean, if I can get something for him, but, you know, you could keep him as the backup still.
Sometimes it would
for
best
another
be.
Another year or so.
It's symbolic.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health. With great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.